Welcome to the Search Storage UK Special Report podcast on solid state drives. I'm Anthony Adsed, Bureau Chief with Search Storage UK. Today's speaker is Valdis Filks, Research Director for Storage Technologies and Strategies with Gartner. There are two questions in today's podcast. And the first question is, what are the key types of SSD available to storage managers today? Over to you, Valdis.
Hello, thanks for the question, Anthony. The two types of SSD from a technological point of view are SLC and MLC type NAND memory, but that really isn't that important. It's how people package it inside storage arrays or if they sell you specific cards to put in servers. So most vendors have now put SSDs in storage arrays. Initially, they were separate pools which you had to manage manually. But since about October this year, every major storage vendor has been able to implement automated tiering and various policy-based systems where the storage array, depending on the directions and policies and rules written by the storage administrator, the storage array will move data in and out of the SSDs accordingly to the performance requirements. There are other types of systems where you can buy SSDs on PCI cards and stick them into one server. That can then only be used by that server and not many, many different systems if it's in a storage array as a separate SSD pool. And there's also the traditional SSD vendors who sell you pure SSD boxes or SSD arrays. I like to call them JBOSes, just a bunch of SSDs. And those can be, again, shared by other systems, but they don't have any automated tiering. They're pure SSD JBOSes or whatever we want to call them. So you've got them in storage arrays, automated, pure SSDs and shared SSD arrays, and then PCI cards and that type of thing which goes into servers.
Thanks very much, Valdis. That's excellent. The next question is, where in the storage stack do the different types of SSD fit for the enterprise user? Over to you again.
Well, they are possibly what we would call tier one. I can't really call it tier zero. There's no real definitions for this. Different vendors make up different marketing terms. They obviously fit below the controller cache in the storage arrays and above the 15K RPM fiber channel or SAS type disks. So they generally cost around 10 times more than the fastest disk as an approximation, but they're 100 times faster. And because of the cost difference, which is still quite considerable, they do sit above the stack of the most fastest 15K RPM type disks. Some vendors are also using SSDs inside the controller for a type of cache system. And the lines are getting blurred between the controller cache, which still is often DRAM or normal memory, which is still even more expensive than the SSDs. And the lines are really blurring between the DRAM, which is in the controllers, the SSD pools, the fast disks. And this is a good thing and a bad thing. We have so much choice now between which tiers or which parts of the storage hierarchy we can put data. We probably have so much choice, we're not quite sure what we need to do. And in the old days, we would do these things manually. Nowadays, so many applications share these systems, and the performance changes by the minute. There is only really one way and one option to manage these and try and work out where they should fit on the hierarchy. And that's going back to my previous comment that really you need to have automated tiering or some form of automated caching system that moves the right data on the right cost and performance tier within the hierarchy.
Thanks, Valdis. We have some more time left, so perhaps a third question. Do you see SSD totally replacing spinning disk? And if so, within what time frame? Over to you again.
Well, I see SSD replacing hard disk drives in the time frame that I will probably retire, which will probably be in about 20 years' time. So for all practical usage, intents and purposes, I and Gartner's position is that SSDs in, let's say, the medium, so probably even the long term, which is 5-10 years out, SSDs will not replace hard disk drives. That is in the enterprise. We will definitely see a lot more SSDs in consumer devices, laptops. We've obviously seen them in mobile computing devices, but in the enterprise and still home PCs, storage devices, where we have to store large quantities, we don't see SSDs replacing hard disk drives for 10 years or more. The problem here is that hard disk drives, the price of capacity is dropping every year, and as is SSD. So on our extrapolations and analysis, we don't see a point where SSD becomes cheaper than hard disk drives and manages to give us more performance for the same price. So they will become more ubiquitous. We will see them everywhere, but they won't kill off or replace the hard disk drive as we know it today and for a considerable time in the future.
Thanks, Valdis. That's the end of the podcast.
Thank you.